What's up, Kasoko? Welcome to another episode of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. I'm your host, Do, and today, or Rhythmic says, Ultimate Do instead of Unlimited Do, but whatever, whatever. So with me, the co-host, Rick McError.
Yeah, you just fuck me, right?
Yep. Every time he says Ultimate Do instead of Unlimited Do. And it's funny because when you say it, like right now, like you said it, like it sounds like you say unlimited. But once I go back to edit the podcast, like this fucker say ultimate again.
And I could swear that I say unlimited.
It does sound like you say unlimited.
I think unlimited, but I probably do say ultimate.
Yeah. So I say, it sounds like you say unlimited. But once I go back to edit the podcast, I'm like, there you go with his ultimate again.
I'll make and it easier I'm for ultimate. Me. I just say though.
It is. And you just, I mean, you save a few seconds, a second. Yes. So say unlimited though, just though. But yeah, how was your weekend, man?
It was all right. I got kind of wasted last night.
Did you?
I kept on just drinking beers after beers. And then I woke up today like at 10 and I was still a little bit hungover. Dude, I woke up like at 5 and I was hella dizzy.
No, but, I mean, you should have drank some water when you woke up the first time. Like
I still have it. No, you don't I had a little bit.
Yeah, see, you should do more like me. Before I go to sleep, I drink some water, and then when I wake up, drink more water, and usually I'm good.
You see, I would do that, but I fell asleep, so there's that.
I mean, when you got home, you should have gone straight to the kitchen instead. Some water. Now for me, yesterday, well, today's Sunday, like we usually always record on Sunday, sometimes on Mondays, even sorry, yeah. But today's Sunday, the 27th, the episode's going to be released
Tuesday.
Which is the 29th. Yep. So yesterday, Saturday, I just went to Barnes & Noble, bought two mangas. Well, a light novel and a manga. The light novel I bought was, I actually have it right here. I was reading it for a little bit, but I haven't had too much time. But it's this one. My friend's little sister has it in for me. It's pretty good. Like the little first like 3 pages that I read, 4 pages, I'm like it's pretty good. Nothing too serious right now, but
the light novel, right?
That's the light novel. Yeah, there's no manga for it. The other one The Testament of a New Demon, new demon.
The Testament of Sister New Devil?
Yeah, New Devil, the Storm. The one that always we always see it.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying that one too. So,
all right.
I still haven't opened it yet, still on the little shrink wrap, whatever you want to call it. But yeah. And then I did a video, so you guys probably saw it already. It was pretty fun making that video.
The review of Time Stop Hero?
Yeah, especially some of the B-rolls. And the ending too, it's I don't know, I just have fun fucking doing it. The only thing I didn't like that my camera was like, because I forgot that I changed the settings to something else, so it was kind of the autofocus was going on and off, it couldn't really detect my face, so I kind of messed up on that. But like I kind of like recorded it and I was like, I didn't feel like recording it the whole thing again, and I wanted to have it edited and everything so I could have it posted today, Sunday. But yeah, that was pretty much it. I read the new chapter of One Piece.
Oh yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was amazing.
It was good. It went too fast though. Those 17 pages are like, wait, am I reading the last page?
Yeah, I know. A lot of it is just, you know, hyping up and giving more backstory. But those last two panels, dude, those last two,
yeah,
those were the ones that I ended up seeing based off of the leaks on Twitter. Uh-huh. I think like Wednesday or Thursday. The day I told you to stay off of social media, those two were the ones that I saw it. And once I actually saw it on the manga form, it looked way better, but also so much of a tease because I already knew I was going to see this.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
That was it. Like, that was it, because it was the last pages. Like, really? I don't even get anything else after that? Like, just this?
Which is good, because now we don't have to wait 10 days or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's just gonna be on next Sunday, the next one. So I'm excited for it. Fucking they're gonna be, dude. Okay, yeah. We don't want to say spoilers because we don't want to do spoilers like every episode. But yeah,
but it's getting good.
You guys haven't read the new chapter, chapter 1044?
Yes, 1044.
Yeah, it's a really good chapter, and actually open up some way for new theories too. With what some of the grand elders, whatever you want to call it, were saying, what they were saying, okay, cool, some good theories. But anyways, we're gonna move on with some we're gonna talk about SAO, One Piece, and we're gonna be announcing the Crunchyroll spring 2022 anime season. So, and of course, they're gonna be coming out in Crunchyroll because from Crunchyroll. So we are gonna start with the SAO. It's not really a whole like a lot of information. It's just that we are getting a new mobile phone game, and I saw the little teaser, and they didn't show any gameplay or anything, but the animation looked pretty cool. It's gonna call Sword Art Online Variant Showdown, and it's gonna be actually releasing worldwide. And we are gonna be getting new some news, more news on April 2nd. So in about in about a week, probably Sunday, Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
I think April starts beforehand.
This Saturday, because Friday is the first.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, we're gonna get new. See, now that's Japan time, I think, because they announced it on the Japanese Twitter. So maybe, hopefully, we will get it late Thursday. I mean, late Friday. I'm sorry, but we'll see. So yeah, that was just pretty much it for the SAO. The next one, it's the One Piece. So you guys remember we talked about One Piece, the official staff Instagram, that they put a picture of team March 28, which by the time you guys listen to this podcast, all the news are going to be released already. So we're recording on Sunday, day before. And sorry, got a drink. My mouth got dry. But throughout the last episode, we were talking about it throughout the whole week. They were posting pictures, images. So they are going to be talking about figures, because they posted a new figure of Yamato, and it only shows like the face. So I'm pretty sure they're going to talk about figures. Because if you actually go to their to the Instagram, which I'm actually, that's what I'm doing right now. It has a figure, and on the back, it has another photo of the One Piece cards. You can really tell because the quality is really bad. You could kind of see a little bit, and the only see there's a Luffy. It's probably like gonna be like a super rare or something, and it looks amazing. And they actually released how the packaging, I think, is for the child decks of One Piece card game, how they look. Because on the spine or the deck box or whatever, it looks like the spine of a manga, of a One Piece manga. I'm like, dude, that looks actually even badass to collect and put it sideways on display, because it looks like a manga. And they released, there was a Luffy. Which one was the other one? Kid, Kaido, and there was another one that I have it here. Oh, Crocodile. So those were the four that they released. And dude, it just looks so good. I don't know if you saw. Oh yeah, you did see it. You liked it. It looks pretty good. Then they released another one, which it has a picture of Red. Well, the female from Red. And like a picture of popcorns and soda. So I'm guessing they're going to be talking about the movie too. Because all these pictures, it looks like the type of picture from the one that said March 28. It's like the same style picture. Then they post another, and they'll all say in the description March 28. So that's what I'm thinking they're going to release. Then they release another picture with two pictures of mangas. One looks like an actual volume, like volume 90 something, where that, and the other picture, it looks like three different type of books. I don't think it's gonna be manga, of course, One is red, one is yellow, one is blue, and they all consist of Luffy in the cover. And there's another one that they took out too. It has two pictures. One has a picture of the Straw Hat, and the other one of Sunny. And the picture looks like it's from a video game. So we might be getting actually a new One Piece video game. And the Sunny looks all beat up too. So that might be another announcement too. So it's going to be figures, card game, manga, movie, and maybe a video game, which I'm really excited. It's going to be a bunch of news of One Piece tomorrow. Well, for you guys, will be yesterday. So hopefully we're right. But yeah, it just looks so good. And they actually released a little teaser with all those pictures. And actually showed a little bit more of the cards more clear in the little video on their Instagram. And it looks so good, man. I'm just fucking excited, dude. It's I'm hyped. Because the last video... Hi, Sonic. Anyway, but because the last video game of One Piece was
World Seeker.
New World, World Seeker. Yeah, there you go. I was going to say New World. That one was the last one, right?
As far as I know, yes. The main, I was gonna buy main it, one that's yeah. just One Piece.
Yeah, I was going to buy it. But then when it came out, I totally forgot about it. And I haven't even watched reviews or anything like that.
Well, I mean, it looked pretty interesting. They showed off some... at least one move that I know they just added it like for gameplay reasons.
Uh-huh.
But it was interesting to have not seen Luffy ever done it. He has like a gliding mode where he spins his feet around like in propellers so he can glide further. He's never done that in the anime, but it was interesting that they used that.
He's also, I think he has. Like he's not like on gear or anything, just regular, but using his legs like a little helicopter. I think he's done that.
When has he done that? I don't remember like, him ever using that.
Like really, really early in the anime, I think so. Because I know they use it in different games for sure. I think I've seen it, but I think I've seen it in the anime too. I might be mistaken.
Well, I can't remember any situation where he would have used it. Usually he's just on either, you know, on flat land or he's just moving so fast that he just like zips behind him. Kind of like he does in Gear Second. He has no need for a pick. He kind of like jumps. He is right behind him. Then that's where he smacks him. But you know I've never seen him ever done it.
Maybe I'm getting confused when he twists his whole torso type and then he just spins. Because I think he's done that too. But I swear, because for sure, I think I've seen it in another video game where he spins his legs and he just kind of like floats and hits his opponent. So I think I'm getting confused with just in different video game. Well, maybe it was there when I saw it, like on a little gameplay, maybe, or a trailer. But I swear I saw it in the anime. Well, oh well, who knows? Well, yeah, it's been a while, actually. That video game came out, 3 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah, that one's been a while.
Let me actually check. It's called Roll Seeker, right?
Yeah.
Bandai. Of course, it's from Bandai.
Yeah, even looking at images, there doesn't seem anything of him using them similar to that. I guess that's not very important. But yeah, so if we get a new game, that kind of looks interesting. Because as far as the picture of the Sunny, it looks like it's kind of either sinking or it's sunk. Or it's stuck.
Right.
Because you can't see it on like the full image. And you kind of see like the blue looks kind of like water.
Sorry to interrupt you real quick. I was looking at One Piece and it took me to the Bandai website. And they have the gum edition. It comes with a Luffy little figure. It looks pretty cool. And then it comes with the gum fruit. And it has more of a metallic finish. It looks pretty cool. And it says buy now. So I think it's still available. Unless if I click buy it now and they say like, oh, sorry, you can't. Oh, no, you know why it took me to the store? So I think it might be sold out. Dude, because I will buy it right now. Not going to lie. And, like, it's been a cool minute since I played One Piece game. Aside from when you came to my house, but we didn't really play a lot.
Yeah, for PC?
Yeah, they have it for PC too. But I don't see the physical copy. I don't want it for a PC. It's an anime game. I want my physical. Oh no, it's more at the bottom. They have the deluxe edition. But yeah, I don't see the gum gum edition. That sucks. I was really excited to get it. And it's funny because I remember seeing it before. But yeah. I don't know. Okay, I might buy it. But yeah, going back to the pictures, the Sunny. It's kind of giving me the vibes of World Seeker. Like if it's gonna be like an open world instead of a kind of like
That's what it was. World Seeker. It was an open world for Luffy.
Yeah, so it looks like it might. I mean, just look at those two pictures, it might be something like that. But I'm hoping that they got like Burning Blood 2 or something like that. Because I, like I said, I'm a big fan of those type of games, the Ultimate Ninja Storm games and the Burning Blood. We need a sequel to it, especially with the new power ups and all the new characters. Because I think the Burning Blood only went up to the war, right?
It was just that. It was not even up to the war, it was just revolving around the war. We never left Marineford.
Okay, so it was pretty much, yeah, it was just the war, different points of views, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we need, yeah, I mean, fucking One Piece, we need a whole bunch of fucking shit. Fucking too many arcs, too many episodes. They could make multiple games for it.
Or they could just make one really badass one, then just add all the different arcs as DLCs.
DLC, yeah. But of course, if they add way too many arcs on DLC, people are going to complain about it. You know, they just want it for money to put up to this. But like, have like a decent amount. And well, then just like every DLC, have like a few more arcs.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Let's say that you want to make a full game. Having that much content into a $60 game, at that point, it would even be underpriced. Like, they would be losing just based off of all the hours that they have to get, like, for voice acting, programming the whole thing, like cinematics or whatever. I mean, if they were to make it up to now, that's over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah.
And over 1,000 chapters. This is a lot of... It's going to be too much room for the game. It's going to be super long. People are not going to want to finish it.
Yeah, so,
you
know,
that's why you cut it down.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, you know how sometimes some games, they take it out, but it doesn't even feel like a full game, but they release a DLC that should have been part of the main game? That's what I'm saying. Like, they like make a nice, good, like, one game that you don't have to, if you don't want to buy the DLCs. Like, it doesn't feel like you're going to be missing them much. Of course, you are on different stories, but, like, the game by itself should feel like an actual, you know, full game. On, like, which one was that thing? On, like, one of the Star Wars games? That didn't feel like a full game. It just felt like here it comes out, and then here's more DLCs. Well, usually EA does, like, EA Games does shit like that, right?
Yeah, they're always more of the money grabs.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I don't want. If it's a new game, something like that to happen, which I wouldn't mind having a bunch of DLC for One Piece, because I mean, like you said, it's a long ass story. You just can't have it. But then again, it would be nice if they do it, you know, like the Final Fantasy games, part 1, 2, 3, Final Fantasy 7 remix, like that.
Enough. That one still isn't even finished, right? It was just part 1. It was supposed to be like part 2 or part 2 or 3.
I think 2 came out already. I don't know about the third one.
Oh, it did?
I kind of like stopped following that. But I think the second one came out for Final Fantasy. I still haven't passed the first one. I was like, this is hard. And then I forgot how to play, so
gotta start from the beginning. This time it's different, right? Because back in the day it was like turn based, and now it's
slash. Yeah, so you don't have to kind of like memorize a lot, like how you play, you know, which button does what. Like, you know, you have to get used to the controls again, because it's more like, it's good though, it's really good. But yeah, we're excited for that. Now, moving on, we are already going to be on the last news, but this one's going to take probably a little bit longer just because we are going to be announcing the anime releases for spring season that are going to be coming out in Crunchyroll. So I'm really excited for it. So starting, we are going to go with the top titles. So those are people that really are like excited for, everyone's excited for. And the first one that shows up is, it's actually, I guess it's pronounced Spy Family. That's why I've been hearing a lot of people say Spy Family, which makes sense. You know, Hunter x Hunter, you say Hunter x Hunter. So I'm guessing the same thing, just Spy Family. The X kind of saying like it's a family spy. I don't know. But Yeah, so that one says one spy, one assassin, and one telepath come together to create a fake family and uphold world peace. It's gonna be available in North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Africa, Oceania, the Middle East, and CIS. Because I know we have some very few listeners, but we have some from like different countries too. So
yeah,
that's good. You want to go with the next one?
Oh, yeah. So the next one is going to be Kaguya-sama Love is War Ultra Romantic.
So because I know this one came out already, right?
Yeah.
Love is War.
Yeah. So I haven't really watched it myself. I just seen like little clips. But if I were to guess, I'd say it's another season similar to how Rising of the Shield Hero is going to happen.
Either that or maybe it could be like a side story or something like that.
Yeah, a few OVAs.
More content. Yeah. So who knows? This one also, Airtime doesn't have, it just says TBA. Also for Spy Family, the studio is Wit Studio, Cloverworks. For the Love is War, is the studio is A1 Pictures. So if you guys, I guess some of you guys do actually care about who's doing the anime. So you could kind of see they're going to fuck up the show or they're going to do good. Me, personally, I usually don't check who does the animation. The only ones I know is pretty much One Piece and Dragon Ball because, you know, this show right at the beginning, toy animation with the cast, so that's a classic. The next one will be The Rising of the Shield Hero, which we do know. It shows right here, Airtime TVA, but we do know it's coming out on April 6th.
Yes.
And that one is season 2. So that one is, I'm excited for that one.
Oh, me too, my man, me too. I've been waiting for this one for so long.
Dude, I thought
it was
supposed to
come out in October, but instead it was just, you'll get more information this day.
These are facts. And then Love is War is actually on my, going back to the previous one, Love is War is actually on my queue.
Oh, it's on mine one. Too, but it's probably going to get presented by the Future Diary, like I told you.
Dude, fun fact, I've been wanting to watch Future Diary 2, but like, no, I already cut up with One Piece. Dude, the Ace and Yamato fight was pretty good.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It was actually good. Like, it wasn't too much like fun, like all battles, but we're like, you're like, Ace, respect. Like, and then you feel like, why the fucking Oda had to kill Ace? Like, why? Like, you get up, like, dude, you could have done so much with this character.
All right,
maybe
so
that's
why.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so now that you saw it, can Ace actually use haki? Or no? Did he use it at
yes.
All?
No, he didn't. Actually, I remember. And I just saw it like yesterday. I think he does. The reason
if he
why,
does, it's more upsetting that he didn't stop Akainu.
I know. But like I said, still fucking Oda was probably still coming up with more hacky shit during that time too. Like, oh, this and that. That's my guess. But to be honest, he should. Because he's already in the new world. He's in the land of Wano. If you're going that far, you're supposed to know how to fight game.
Hell yeah. That's especially, one of the main things you need.
Yeah, especially if you're the captain of your... To survive in the new world. Especially if you're the captain of your... The captain of your pirate ship. You're supposed to know how to use haki.
And not only that, because he was also a captain of one of the divisions of Whitebeard's fleet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, haki was something to be expected.
Yeah, so it's like... Okay, you're supposed to... To know it. So, like I said, it was more he killed Ace for the plot.
Yeah.
So, I'm still kind of salty about it. But hey, at least we're getting flashback. We're like, all right, Ace is pretty badass. The next anime, you want to read that one?
Yeah, so the next one is Ascendance of a Bookworm Season 3. The studio is AG Ado Animation Works. And Airtime still shows TBA. We don't know if it's actually been announced or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot of it, or a description of it for those who haven't heard about it, is Main returns for a new season of Ascendance of a Bookworm, continuing her training as a priestess. The availability is going to be North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Africa, Oceania, the Middle East, and the CIS as well.
Yeah, I think all of them are going to be the same. So for now, the availability is going to be the same as Crunchyroll, so they're all releasing it to the same one. But it's funny, when I read, because I was looking through the list when I saw it, I read Bookworm, it reminded me of the my stepmom's daughter is my ex, because they would call each other, well, one of them would call each other like a bookworm because they love reading light novels and manga. So it just reminded me because I was like, oh, it's funny, I just finished reading this light novel where they... we're back.
Oh, hey, you're back in.
Oh, hold on, let me connect to my...
Oh, I was a host for me? A little bit. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me...
I think it saved because I heard it say recording stop.
Mm-hmm. Microphone, external. Can you hear me?
I've been hearing you. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I just went, I don't know what happened. Because it didn't give me like back signal connection or anything, just cut off. So I got to check what's around the 25 minutes mark. So just remind me when I ask. It just stopped. And then I'm like, shit, hopefully it doesn't get deleted from the beginning. going back, what were we talking about? Sorry, guys. It's just like we got, what's weird, you got disconnected. But then we came back connecting. I still show that it's recording. So we'll see what happens. Because I'm kind of salty if it doesn't record the first half. I guess we'll find out. Sorry, kind of setting up again. How we were saying. So yeah, it's funny that I was reading. I don't know how much you got recorded, but like I just finished reading the light novel. And then they used the word bookworm. And now I saw this anime and it's cool. I mean, I don't know how I feel about this anime. I'm just looking at the poster. I don't know if it's going to be a good one. Well, so far, the first three, I really want to watch them. That's for sure.
Yeah. I know that at least Kaguya-sama, it's really funny. So I know that I'm going to like that one.
Yeah, the next one. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Ascendance of the Bookworm Season 3. It looks interesting. Looks like it's going to be taking more, maybe like a rebirth. Or, you know, there's going to be a lot of magic in it just because they say priestess and also like the art at the bottom.
Shit, I mean, it must be good. I didn't even see that season 3.
Yeah, season 3.
Oh, shit. So it might be actually good to actually have season 3 in it. The next one's called Stab Life. Great Escape. The studio is Polygon Pictures. Earthtime is the listening of this podcast. It came actually on March 23rd. So it's already out. The little synopsis summary of it, or the little where it's gonna be about, it's in a city called Tokyo, controlled by an artificial intelligence AI. One group seeks to escape to new lands. And in the picture, it looks like it's just only females. And is that a wolf on the back?
You know, of course it is. But all the way in the back is like
an eagle or something.
Potato head. Oh, it's an ego type of Mr. Potato Head. I don't know. It's hard to see. It's very hard to see. The image is very small.
Yeah, well, yeah, so it already came out and actually haven't even seen it. Might put it on my Q2, get it. The next one does look familiar. And when I read that one, and I think it's actually, does that mean came already? I think it did too.
Well, it says it comes out on, or at least this Saturday, because it's just a Saturday. So the next one is Shunmue, the animation, Studio Telecom animation film. And the airtime will be Saturdays at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Based on the classics video game series, one man sets out to avenge his father after an attack at his family's dojo. It looks pretty interesting. Now that one is kind of, you know, catching my eye, making me a little curious.
I think actually I saw the trailer for this one and it looks pretty cool. But just because I saw that it was from a video game, I was kind of like, no. Just because, I don't know, for some reason, when it comes about video games, in making that, I haven't seen Persona, even on, I heard Persona is good. I just haven't seen it because from a video game.
Well, I think it might even be better once it's an anime, because I know at least for the game, it has a lot of different variables and the story can end up getting lost quite easily.
Yeah, of course.
I was gonna say, plus, you know, the game already has like a good deal of animations in it. Yeah. And, like, little cutscenes. So, you know, this one actually helps.
Probably just because it didn't come from a light novel or a manga.
Oh, so you just hate it because of that?
Yeah, just because of that. I'm not gonna lie. It's just because of that. Oh, the next one that's on the top list, top titles, is Love After World Domination. Studio Project Number 9, Airtime, TBA. Can a forbidden romance survive between one superhero and a minion of a villainous organization? It is, oh, so it sounds like Romeo and Juliet. Forbidden love. I don't, the guy's suit looks kind of like old school. Kind of like a Gundam series still. What's the evil guy? Well, he might not be even evil, but Char or something like that.
I don't remember.
The Resaku, yeah. Oh, but yeah, it gives like me that type of vibe. Like a what?
It kind of looks like a Power Ranger.
Yeah, like an old school one. Like, it looks weird. Then after that, we have two slots that only say TVA for the top title, so we don't know what the hell it is. The next one.
New simulcast.
Mm-hmm. So, which one? It looks, that one looks familiar.
A Couple of Cuckoos?
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have talked about it. I don't remember, but the art style does look very familiar.
Right?
And the name.
Yeah. I want to read that one.
Yeah, A Couple of Cuckoos. Studio Shin-A Animation and Synergy SP. The airtime has still not been confirmed. Originally switched at birth, two high schoolers are in for quite the engagement. Oh, such so little. So
they switch at birth, and then they're gonna fall in love, and it's like
they're gonna be siblings.
You're
actually my twin.
They just switch at birth, so they just got the wrong parents.
Oh,
dude, that sucks. You can switch at birth. That's one of my fears when I have my kid. Well, I didn't have my kids. My girl had the kid. But when she got around, I was always my fear that they will switch the babies. They will fuck it up.
Like, are you sure this was mine?
I still say, like, are you sure they're mine?
Probably not for the same reasons, but okay.
But yeah, I'm actually excited about this one. It's going to have a nice plot to it. A
Couple of Cuckoos.
The next one is going to be another, it looks like another, yeah, it's going to be another sports anime. It's called Awashi. Studio is production, IG, Airtime, TBA. A young soccer star with hidden talent heads to Tokyo to play for a prestigious youth team. Typical sports anime, pretty much, most of them. The only soccer anime that I've seen has been Captain Tsubasa, or Los Supercampeones in Spanish. That's been the only one. I'm going to watch it. You know, I like anime. Sport anime, so I'm gonna give it a shot for that one. The next one, it's, we already talked about it, is The Ascendance of a Bookworm, and then we are gonna be going to another one, and actually the cover looks pretty nice. It looks pretty cool. You want to read the build divide?
Yes, build divide, hashtag FFFFF, code white.
I should just skip 1-5.
Maybe. It was a little funny because I understood it, because that's like the color code for white, right?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
All right. So, two card battles of Shin Kyoto.
Well, what's the studio name?
Oh, the studio name is Leiden Films. Animation is to be determined. The card battle of Shin Kyoto continues in the new part of Build Divide series. Availability is going to be US, Canada, UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, and Latin America.
That one's actually a little bit different compared to the rest of them.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a different one.
I don't know why I didn't assume that places like the UK and Ireland wouldn't be getting this.
Oh, and it's a card battles, right? So it's going to be like a card game?
Oh, I think now I understand. Yeah, it's going to be a card game. Now I realize why this one is different, because these are the ones that will get it. So for this one, places like France, Spain, other countries like that, they're not going to be getting it. So this one's a little more limited.
Well, I wonder at least why. Not from from Crunchyroll.
Yeah, from Crunchyroll.
Because this is all...
It's a little weird. Licensing, probably.
Maybe. That could be true, too. But yeah, I'm actually really excited for this one. If it's going to be a card game, because it looks like it's going to be like a waifu type of card game.
Oh.
Well, just because you see the little characters on the back with like fire and stuff, they're just females.
Oh, with the hunky mamas? I'm all in for that.
It's called Ville Divide. Oh, they actually took a one called Code Black. I'm just searching on Google, and yeah, there's one called Code Black. Oh, I just searched Code Black, and the car itself looks pretty nice.
Okay, I got a little worried.
Yeah, it does look pretty nice. I think there might probably be an actual card game in Japan called. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know what?
Nani?
The logo, it looks hella familiar. It gives me also that, I think I've seen it because when I saw it, like, it gives me that Final Fantasy type of title. When I search Blue Divide, which shows the black one called Black instead of white.
What are the cards now?
But yeah, so it is going to be a card game. Oh, the back of the card look badass in the anime. Okay, it looks like you actually use the cards to fucking actually destroy shit. At least from the screenshot that I'm looking at. But all right, we're getting a card game, a card anime. I guess Code Black was the first one. Now this is Code White. So gotta check into that. The next one on the list is called Dance 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 Studio Mappa. Airtime TBA. What happened?
If it's MAPPA, you know it's going to be good.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they're going to fuck up this one. this young student
they would didn't do... fuck up Jujutsu Kaisen or Attack on Titan? Oh, my bad. Am I lagging that bad?
No. Well, at least it didn't look like you were lagging in mine. It says this young student will do whatever it takes to become the world's best ballet dancer, the dancer noble. I'm not really into ballet, so for me, I might not watch it. And also the poster, the animation looks kind of like, it doesn't seem like anime type, you know?
It might be like slightly 3D, but it's definitely going to be more towards the romance. By the way, did you really just read ballet as ballet?
Ballet, yeah. He did. I said ballet, and I'm gonna lie. And the availability is also same as the previous one, except for the Code White, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, it is the same. Now the next one, I gotta catch up to this series, dude.
With Data Live? This is Data Live 4. Studio Greek Toys and Airtime to be assigned. Shida's mission of sealing spirits continues in the upcoming continuation of Data Live. I have never seen this.
It's on my queue actually. Data Live, it's like Data Live, Data Bullet, it's like different ones too. And it looks so, they just look fucking bomb. I just haven't had the time to watch it because they're catching up with the other ones. So
I see a lot of waifus in the cover art.
Oh, yeah,
I'm intrigued.
The cards for White Stars, the sign cards for Data Bullet. Oh, beautiful, man. Yeah, it's like, they're so good. The next one is Don't Hurt Me, My Healer. I'm sorry. I just thought something dirty, man. The studio is Yumondo, Airtime TBA. The misadventure of a knight and a healer begin in this new fantasy comedy series. So yeah, okay, it is going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that one then.
You think it's going to be kind of like an ecchi type of anime?
Yeah, I think it's going to be for the plot.
Yeah.
You know, just based off of that one little image at the bottom left?
Yeah. Oh, that one, yeah. But the first one that I saw was a mushroom, so I just thought dirty, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Yeah, so the next one, you already talked about it, the Stab Life.
Stab Life. All right, Stab Life, Great Escape, Studio Polygon Pictures. Where did we talk about my guy?
Remember it was in the
Stab. Oh yeah, it's the same one.
Yeah, it's the one that was on the top titles. So you could just go with the
next one. Wow, maybe tease me like that. All right, so it would be Fanfare of Adolescence, Studio Les Douches. Airtime to be assigned. At a competitive horse racing academy, a group of students train to become the best jockeys. All right, so they're all going to be short. Availability is going to be everywhere.
I'm actually interested in how they're going to make a horse racing anime. You know how usually a sport is, well, it's, I guess you could consider it a sport too. You know how you say sports anime, they fucking take it to the next level with fucking special attacks or whatever. I wonder what the fuck they're gonna do. This fucking horse is gonna wild on fire or some shit.
Dude, and you know they're by the end of the race, they're all gonna be like panting, like they were the ones doing anything.
Yeah. So well, they're probably gonna fucking fuse, like there's gonna be like a synergy between their horses, you know. Fucking dude, honestly, I'm gonna watch it to see how fucking hilarious it's gonna be. They look serious, though.
I don't think it'll have much to do with the racing itself. It's going to be more of the drama going around it. Probably like some sorts of cheating, maybe messing around with the other's diet or messing around with the horse.
Nah, there will be fucking some horsepower, man. Yeah, I get a horsepower, like in the car. But
God damn you.
So that one looks good. Oh, there's actually a little trailer. You click on it, it will actually take you. I'm just going through it real quick. It looks like it's going to be more menu for the plot. The horses look normal to me. Oh, he's telling riding you. The horse. He's jumping with the horse. Holy shit, the horse going wild. No, I think it's going to do it way too dramatic, just going like this. Dude, I just was skipping through the video, and it's going to be funny. I mean, for me, it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I'm watching it. But yeah, see, I told you it's going to be probably just that more revolving around the race and just screwing with the others. And having friendly competition. Because, I mean, it's not like you can do what you say. Like, oh, surge you with my horse. Let's go faster.
Does that look wrong?
I know. That's pretty much what they would do, but like with their feet. Like, true. Oh, you know me. I've been training. Now I can do it with both of my heels. Like, poncho the horse. Let's go. Overdrive.
You'll be surprised, my guy. You'll be surprised. All right. Moving on with the next one. We're gonna go with I went too down. In the Heart of Kunoichi Tsubaki. Studio Cloverworks, Airtime TBA. In a remote village where no men are allowed, a young ninja's curiosity gets the better of her.
Not so good for the plot, but it looks very lolly. I don't know if I would be safe watching this one.
FBI is gonna be keeping an eye on you. So it looks like probably like this ninja, she gets probably a guy inside or something. I don't know.
No, what do you mean inside? What do you mean?
I mean, you know, a boy inside the village. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
That's what for the plum, man.
I wonder if her reaction is probably gonna be like the women from One Piece. Snake Island. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like, with Luffy.
Are all men this stretchy?
Dude, that shit was fucking
hilarious.
They were crazy.
They were freaks.
Facts. The next one we already talked about is the Kaguya Love is War. So you go with the next one.
And so the next one would be Legends of the Galactic Heroes, Dainuthis Collision. Studio is Production IG. Airtime will be Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the description says this. True enemies are uncovered in the continuation of Legends of the Galactic Heroes, Dainuthis. Availability? N.A. No, which one would that one be?
Wouldn't it be North America? For sure.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, North America, UK/Ireland. And, let's see which one you think that one is. And, A-N-Z.
Amazon.
Amazon Prime. Exactly. Nordics and Latin America. I still wonder what that A-N-Z is. But, hey, if that's you, you'll have it.
I'm not really a big fan of galactic type of shit, unless if it's Star Wars, so then I'm not really a fan of
it. It looks like it would be a galactic wars and politics.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's Gundam, yeah, that's another one that I would watch, but something like that, it doesn't really grab my attention. But you guys are into type of that, go for it. The next one is another anime, and it's actually going to be badminton as well. Love All Play, Studio Nippon, Animation OLM. Airtime TBA, a young badminton star aims to break through to the inter-high tournament. So it's gonna be another Batman anime. We'll see how good it'll be. The next two, we kind of already talked about it. So we already talked about Love After World Domination, and the one after that is the Madoka Magica, the side story, the final season. We talked about that one in the previous in some episodes back. So we could skip those and go for the other one.
That's going to be Mahjong Soul Pawn. Studio Scooter Films are attempting to be assigned, and there's not much of a description. But it looks kind of more on the cutesy side. Availability will be North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Africa, Oceania, the Middle East, and the CIS.
Yep. And then, I went to them. Hello. No. The next one. Ooh, actually, that one looks kind of cool. Interesting. The two guys on the back. Especially one that's especially one that's covered like this. With the like a mask or something on covering his mouth. It's called Requiem of the Rose King. Richard faces even more battles as the struggle for the throne rages on. So it might be like some Game of Thrones type of shit. Or kind of like that genre, and kind of like Rising of the Shield Hero. You know how it takes back like in the old times?
Yeah, fantasy.
Yeah, so the studio is JC Staff, Airtime, TVA. Oh, the next one looks good.
Oh, I've seen a little bit of that one because this one's going to be a new season. It's more like on the cutie side. So the next one is
science. It's a new season?
Yeah, it's a new season.
Oh, cool. Because they didn't say like season 2 or 3.
It says it with the R equals 1 minus sin.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that's referring to the season because I know because I watched it. Science fell in love, so I tried to prove it. But this was the second season, R equals 1 sin. So the studio is 0G and description is two scientists experiment with romance in the second season of Science Fell in Love, so I tried to prove it.
Oh, there it is too. All right. Oh, so you saw the first season?
Yeah, it's basically like these two scientists that you know, they've found out everything that they want to know. So the next thing that they decide to do is try out dating, but like record everything, like their progress and how like they both like each other and like their reactions are kind of like describe it scientifically. Now, like experiment, like, oh, let's see if holding hands for 5 minutes at a time have
my any penis scan erection. It went from 1 inch to a full on 9 inch long.
This after seeing you in the beach with that bikini.
Dude, oh shit, it's way too funny.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hitting towards that. But you know, they're both kind of like
comedy too, like a little bit.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, it's a comedy. But they're both pretty much very dense and like out of it. They're like awkward with saying it because they're so just focused on science and, you know, facts instead of talking about feelings and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. Funny.
Yeah, the next one is Shikimori's Not Just a Cutie, which
that's the one I'm already looking for. Yes. Yeah,
we all heard about it and we're excited to actually continue with it. To watch actually. But yeah, we're gonna go to the next one. The next one is a Skeleton Knight in another world. Studio is Studio Kai. Studio Kai. And Hornets, Airtime, TVA. The description says, transported to the world of an MMO, so Senisekai.
Oh, yeah.
Once Skeleton Knight, what is Dawn's. It? Dawn's?
Yeah, they're like wearing.
Okay, Dawn's armor to protect the world from evil. So it's an isekai, you know, you can expect a lot from isekais. More like an SAO and overworld type because going to an MMO.
Yep.
And there's another one. That one's a weird one.
I don't think that's that. That's just like a collection that's coming out.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, listen to first the 14th. So I think it was gonna like a concert type of thing.
No, that would have been weird, but no. So something else that's going to be happening is the Sony Music Anime Songs Online 2022. So you can just go in and listen to like the albums and all openings.
Right. Then you could go to the next one. The next
and then one is Spy Family, that we already talked about.
Yeah.
And the next one is Dawn of the Witch. The studio is Tezuka Productions, airtime to be assigned. And description says, based in the world of Grimoire of Zero, magic students team up to perfect their skills. Now, this one looks like a whole magical one. You know, you got your classical lolly witch that's going to be like the baddest of the team. Yep. The older one with the big old honkers is going to be like the mama. The guy is going to be more than likely pervy.
Yeah.
But trying to be the best. And a crocodile friend thing. I don't know. I kind of like it. I'll try giving it.
Yeah, that one looks good too. But so far, the one that I've been more excited aside from the top three is the Shikimori's Not Just a Cutie.
Yeah, same here. Because she gives me the Gasai Yuno vibes.
Yeah, because the other ones, we're excited. Rising of Shield Hero, Dora Master having caught up to it, or I mean, haven't even started. Dead Bullet, Dead Alive, same, but I know they're gonna be good. So, for first, the other one. Then skip into the greatest Demon Lord is reborn as a typical nobody. Studio, Silver Link Blade, Airtime TBA, a Demon Lord who wishes to taste defeat reincarnates to become a perfectly average. So he comes to being like a badass fucking OP guy, and then he goes to it's an isekai, pretty much another one, to become worst make ever, pretty much.
Yes. I have zero chance with the ladies.
Hey, he looks like he's gonna have his two side pieces.
Wow, so he's already better than me.
The next one actually looked pretty funny when I was reading it. I haven't seen the little trailer, but just when I Tomodachi saw it in the description. Yeah. So as you guys know, Tomodachi means friend or friends. Wanna read that one?
Oh, I thought that one was yours.
No, because I did the greatest demon lore.
Okay, so we're both waiting for the other one to read it. All right, yeah, so it's Tomodachi Game Studio, Akiroto Noboru, Airtime TBA. Forced to join a debt repayment game, one group of high schoolers test how solid their friendships are. Oh, no. The availability is pretty much going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, the art style looks kind of dark and grim, so, you know,
it reminds me kind of like, yeah, it kind of reminds me, well, the characters from the back reminds me of Death Note, and the character in the center, the tall one, he reminds me of the one you were watching, the king. The little anime you're watching, something king.
Don't you dare compare him to that. No, the ranking of kings.
Yeah, ranking. It gives me that type of vibe, like, for some reason. Boji.
Yeah, no, this looks way darker than that. But no, ranking of kings is very sweet.
No, I mean, yeah, the animation, like the way he, like the other guys that look like Death Note characters. And then you see the one at the center looks like he's in the wrong anime.
Like all derpy.
Yeah, and the animation looks like completely different compared to the other characters. That's what I meant.
Wait, what the hell? I didn't think that was an actual character. I'm looking at the trailer. This is very weird.
Is it? I haven't even... Oh, okay. Yeah, he does... Even the animation looks weird.
It makes it creepy, but it's just that character.
Yeah, because the rest look like...
You know, normal.
I think he's going to be like the game master or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah. So like Saw?
Yeah. It looks like, oh, the one with his smile, do you saw it? Do you see it?
I haven't seen him. Oh, like spiky teeth.
Yeah. I'm just skipping through it and, dude, it looks good. I think it's going to be some, do you think it's going to be like some death or some shit like that? Like someone's going to try to kill someone to get
it? I'm hoping it'll be like Euphoria.
For the plot.
Yes.
Okay, so we're excited for Tomodachi game. Hell Friends yeah. game. And that's my guess. Death. Okay, and the last one of the list, because the next one is pretty much continuing on simulcast is like Boruto, One Piece, Case Closed, and stuff like that. So we're just gonna finish with this one and then head to the character of the week. The last one is called Trap in a Dating Sim. The role of Otome Games is touched for mobs. Studio, Engie, Airtime TBA. Description, one office worker uses her Otome game smarts after being reincarnated into a series they played before. So he gets reincarnated into a game that they played before. So to an actual game. That would be cool if I get reincarnated in one of the games that I have played. Like the Playboy Mansion for the PS2.
Oh, yeah.
Never played that game, but I heard it was garbage, though.
Yeah, you go in for the pixels. You go in for the polygons. You're not going for the plot.
Exactly. So for this one, the ones that I like, it'll be Spy Family, Love is War, so I just got to catch with the first season, Rising of the Shield Hero for me, Staff Life, Great Escape, that one looks good for me. Oh, the Cuckoos one, A Couple of Cuckoos. I'm really hyped for that one too. The Divide, the card game. Yeah, I think that one's going to be cool. Just, you know, I'm not expecting much for it, but I think it's going to be a good watch. And the Tomodachi Friend. And of course, the Shikimori is not just a cutie. Those are like my ones, the ones that I want to watch.
All right. For mine, it's going to be Tomodachi Game, Rising of the Shield Hero Season 2, The Greatest Demon Lord, Reborn as a Typical Nobody.
Oh, that one too. I forgot about that one.
Probably also Dawn of the Witch. Spy Family, like you said. Shikimori is not just a cutie. I'll have to look into Science Fell in Love because I didn't finish it. I kind of got a little distracted with other stuff. But I'll definitely give it a try for a second season. You know, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. And
the Cuckoos too?
I was going to say, Don't Hurt Me, My Healer.
What about the and maybe Copo Cuckoos?
I'll definitely give that one a try too. And to end it off, In the Heart of Kunoichi.
Thinking that one. That one, like, I'll watch it. If I get hooked on the first episode, I probably will continue watching it. If not, I'm going to be like, okay, it's not worth my time. But I might give it a shot. So let us know. Send us an email or a message on Twitter, Instagram, telling us which anime you guys are excited for. You guys heard Rhythmic and my list, the ones that we're expecting to arrive soon. Well, not expecting, we're excited for. Just let us know. If you want us to send us an email instead of a message, you can do it at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. And you can always send us an email, even just saying hi too. Now, going to our final section of the week is the character of the week, which is something that we do every week. We choose a character that we like from any anime. Any anime. And if, let's say, it's from Pokemon, Digimon, all the Digimon and all the Pokemon that count into as a character. So you want me to guess yours first, or you want to guess mine first?
Guess mine.
All right. Is it from Future Diary?
No.
Okay. Is it an anime that I've seen?
Yes.
Is it Attack on Titan?
No. Okay. We saw a movie about it recently.
Oh, One Piece.
No.
Oh shit. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a buff guy?
Mm-mm.
Is it the one that can talk? Like, well, I mean, he would talk, but he couldn't speak.
The guy with the cursed speech?
Yeah.
No.
Female or male?
Male.
I
had one, but I'm going to change it because I just thought of a better one. But it's still a male, and you've still seen it, and it's from that one.
It's not from Jujutsu Kaisen?
It is. It is from Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay. I just changed which male I picked. Wait, you still haven't mentioned them.
Okay, it's the old guy with the guitar.
No.
Oh, shit. The guy with the shadows?
Dude, no. Dude, you should have known because I was laughing during one of his scenes in the movie.
Oh, didn't you choose that character already?
No.
Wait, is it the guy? Yuta or whatever his name
Yuta?
Is?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, he was at first, but I decided to change it. But either way, I hadn't picked him. I had picked his
Rita. Spirit. Rita. Rika. Oh, but, okay.
But so he was involved in that scene, the one that you're thinking about. Who else was there when I left?
Oh, the panda.
Yes.
Okay. Panda.
Dude, I still remember that fucking scene. It still makes me laugh. Like, hey, so Yuta, what kind of women do you like?
Yeah. Honestly, I thought we were going to go with the buff guy first because you just wanted to see him and everything with all his muscles.
Oh, hell yeah.
To touch him.
Dude, I rewatched the last episode of Jujutsu Kaisen and he came out again and like during the last scene, scenes of the episode where they were making the recommendations for everybody to go higher up a rank.
Uh-huh.
And it made me giggle again because he's talking about all the people they want to recommend. And once Toto reaches Yuji, he talks about everybody else and also my brother, Yuji Tadori.
Yeah.
We recommend them all to go up. That made me laugh because how he's treating them differently. And I even ended up showing that scene to my friend about how after talking to each other and they have like similar taste in women, how he makes up like this whole backstory of them being like best friends in high school and stuff that never happened. I had him laughing at it too.
Yeah, so that's why I thought you were gonna pick that one.
Yeah, next
But
week.
I guess
Next week
not.
I'll pick them.
Next week. All right. You
All
wanna
right.
go guess
Yes.
mine?
All right. Have I seen it?
Yes.
Does it have movies?
Yes.
Have I seen any of the movies with you?
Yes.
Is it Sword Art Online?
No.
Is it One Piece?
No.
Because we haven't seen any anime movies together then. Would it
Yeah,
be
we
Your
have.
Name?
Nope.
Weathering With You?
No, we didn't see it together. We seen it, but we didn't see it together.
Dragon Ball?
Nope. Did we see it? Oh, well, kind of. We did.
We
We're in the
ended
same
up,
theater.
yeah, we ended up being there the same day.
Yeah.
Hey. Did we talk about today?
Yes.
Am I sure I saw it?
Yeah, 100% sure, man. 100 and 200% sure.
Because I already said Sword Art Online and you said no. Would it be Jujutsu
Yes.
Kaisen
So when you said
then?
it, when I said it, I'm like, bro, can't believe we actually chose the same anime this week.
it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
What? Is it Yuta that you pick him?
No.
All right. Did you pick the guy that only speaks in sushi?
Nope.
Not him either.
Man, you don't know me, man. The disrespect. Okay, this is a
Oh, you
big
ate
hint.
that. Wait, now you just said that. Now I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you gotta know, man. The only character that I like.
Senpai?
Which senpai?
The only one, what do you mean?
Don't know. People have different
Sato.
senpais.
Sato Gojo.
Of course, you know, like I always say, those fucking blue eyes, man. Dude, just fucking, yeah, you just fall in love with those blue eyes.
Those eyes do whatever you want to me.
Oh, fun fact. Well, not fun fact, but actually, bought a ring. You've probably seen on Instagram those type of rings, the anime rings that you could buy. And I went with the Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's a what is his effect? Infinite Boy or some shit like that.
Yeah, pretty much infinite.
So it has, and I was gonna go with the One Piece one because you know I prefer One Piece over Jujutsu Kaisen.
I think I got the ad for it. Is it like a black ring that has like the colored accents on the sides? And then it has
Yeah.
like the logo on it?
Yeah.
Ooh, how much were they?
The one that I got was $50. And it wasn't so regular, it's like 60, I think, for that one. But I got it for like 50. The One Piece one is like 80. There's two One Piece, the one with the Straw Hat, like the One Piece logo, the Straw Hat logo, and the one is the long. Just the SNL one. But the only reason why we're first with that one, first, I like Gojo. One Piece to my favorite anime, but just because it has the blue accent that you could actually see the blue is not from the inside of the ring, I was like, okay, I'm going with that one first. So that's pretty much one of the main reasons why I went with that one. And it's actually Goyo's ring because it says Infinite Boy, like his attack, whatever. So I'm excited for that.
Okay.
And yeah, so that was it for this week's episode. It was just mainly new anime that's gonna come out.
Yeah. That
Yeah,
was a good one.
don't forget to actually watch my latest video. That was pretty cool.
I
So you guys
feel
haven't
it's gonna
seen
be
it?
pretty cringy
Yeah.
and very funny.
You
Just 'cause you're,
see,
talking about spicy.
I still didn't do it the way I wanted to be done because it was actually my fault. I kind of wanted to rush a little bit. I would like do everything all in one day. So that was my fault to actually take a few days to record different parts, make it better. But I just wanted to because I've been putting this project, this mini project, this video for a while already. I'm like, I don't think I'm ready. I'm like, you know what? I haven't updated a full video for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks already, aside from shorts. Oh, so I'm like, okay, I have to do it. So I just did it, fucking went over it. I could have done better. But hey, the more I do, and then again, it was my first manga review. I usually don't read reviews, so it wasn't too bad for my first one. It's hilarious though, for me. But like I say, in my head, it was more hilarious. I saw like more fucking badass. But hey, it is what it is. Next one will be better,
All
hopefully.
right, just a quick question about your video. Did you write a script for it, or were you just thinking about it?
I did write a script, but then when I was recording it, you know, I couldn't really read it. Like, looking down because I really want to do that. But just because when I was writing the script like 2 weeks ago or something, you know, writing, you kind of memorize it, whatever. So at least me writing a script will make me kind of do memorize what I want to say.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to read it from the script and sound like a robot just reading from the script. Like, you know, I want it to be more. What if I'm talking to you right now, just, oh, you know, fucking the manga, you should watch and shit like that, but without cussing and anything.
Okay, a more natural feeling.
Yeah, so I did write a script, didn't finish the script, because I was like, okay, I kind of get the idea, just gonna go whatever comes to my mind during that. I will remember from the script, but then continue doing it. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun making the video overall. The B-rolls. I don't know, it was just hilarious. But yeah. Anything else you want to say to the fans before we leave?
I've been streaming a lot of Elden Ring. If you guys want to go in and watch how I want to kill myself because of how hard the game is and how I keep on dying over and over, definitely go check that out.
And he's playing on easy mode.
There is no easy mode.
Fun fact, he did a mod hack to unlock easy mode.
Hey. Well, even then, I'm still dying on easy mode, so there's that.
But yeah. So yeah, that's it. Again, send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. Also follow us on social media. For me, it's Unlimited Though on all Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And for you, Rhythmic.
Well, you said it's Rhythmic Error on everything. Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. And
Does it has underscore or just Rhythmic?
No underscore, no space, no anything, just all single word. Rhythmic
Error. So just one word. Okay. Same for me, Unlimited Though. It's Unlimited and then though. So make sure you put the double D all together.
I remember Unlimited, not Ultimate. Unlimited.
Yeah, don't do Ultimate. Because hey, you know, nobody's gonna come here. Exactly. Except for fucking a fake account that Rhythmic just did for Unlimited though.
I'm gonna post the embarrassing photos I have of you.
I did the same. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening to the latest episode. We'll see you next week. Peace.